This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday with mild symptoms, but would retain all authorities as he quarantined at home for the next 5 days. He said this in a statement on Sunday. News of Austin's positive test comes as the Pentagon last week tightened restrictions at its headquarters over concern about the highly transmissible Omicron variant that has led to a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections throughout the world. The military is faced with the challenge of maintaining military readiness for troops, often in close quarters on ships and planes. Austin, who is fully vaccinated and has received a booster, said in a statement he last met with President Joe Biden on December 21st. That was more than a week before he started experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. He said his doctor told him his vaccinated status plus his booster shot, which he got in October, made the infection much milder than it might have been otherwise. Austin is one of the most senior members of President Biden's administration to test positive for COVID-19. President Biden told Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday that the United States and its allies would respond decisively should Russia further invade Ukraine. In a phone call, the two leaders also discussed diplomatic efforts to defuse tensions over Russia's massive troop buildup along Ukraine's eastern flank. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters after the call that Biden and Zelensky discussed measures to de-escalate tensions and that Biden reaffirmed the United States' commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A major fire ripped through South Africa's 138-year-old parliament complex on Sunday, gutting offices and causing some ceilings to collapse at a site that has hosted some of the country's pivotal moments. As firefighters struggled to tame the blaze, a dark plume of smoke and flame rose high into the air above the southern city of Cape Town. Fire and rescue spokesman said around 70 firefighters were still battling the fire hours after it started in the early morning. No injuries have been reported, and Parliament itself had been closed for the holidays. Visiting the scene, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said a person was being held and is being questioned by police in connection with the blaze. Police later confirmed they have detained a 51-year-old man. A Hong Kong online news site said Sunday it will cease operations in light of deteriorating press freedoms. This comes days after police raided and arrested 7 people for sedition at a separate pro-democracy news outlet. Citizen News announced its decision in a Facebook post on Sunday. It said it would stop updating its site on January 4th and would be closed after that. It's the third news outlet to close in recent months following pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily and the online site Stand News. Authorities have moved to silence dissent in the semi-autonomous city, once known as a hub for vibrant media outlets, after Beijing implemented a sweeping national security law following massive pro-democracy protests in 2019. The U.S. and other Western governments have condemned diminishing press and civil freedoms that Beijing promised to uphold for 50 years following Hong Kong's 1997 handover from Britain. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said they killed 6 so-called armed bandits in a shootout in the country's southeast that also left 3 members of a guards-linked paramilitary force dead. The guards said late Saturday on their website that the latest clashes broke out around a hideout of militants near a village in central Sistan, Baluchistan. The province bordering Pakistan and Afghanistan is a flashpoint for clashes with smuggling gangs as well as separatists from the Baluchi minority and extremist militant groups. On Friday, the guards said they had targeted and killed the perpetrators behind an attack that left 2 of their members dead on December 25th in the same province. And Twitter has banned the personal Twitter account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from multiple violations of its COVID-19 misinformation policy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.